The weather in E10 had been a little nippy recently, and the fan base were frozen by the fear of silence and a lack of a leader. Then out of the darkness rose our new figurehead, destined to unite a fractured fan base. There were many false starts, frivolous falsehoods on Twitter, and finally a tumultuous fanfare. We've got our man, and his name is Kenny Jackett. Welcome to the Lowdown Podcast in association with Jai Print and Wine and Something. Boys, I think we're all a bit excited.
I think we could, I've got to keep it clean, but there was definite movement earlier on, wasn't there? Go on, a jacket.
I didn't know really what to, I think this week was a bit like it used to feel before Christmas Day. We didn't know what was coming. We expected to get a Star Wars toy, but we ended up getting something from Star Trek. But we actually got the Stormtroopers this time. Julian, come on, you must be happy today.
I'm never happy. No, listen, I think it's been one of those weeks. I must admit, by yesterday, I'd given up caring, if I'm honest. Just wanted to ever announce someone, we can move forward. I think the biggest issue that we need to address now is not just now we've got Kenny in, which is a great appointment, by the way, and well done to Nigel, Ken, Danny, Matt Porter, and whoever, and Martin Link, you know, so we could talk about that. I just think now we've got to tie down those players we want to keep. I listened to his interview, and I don't know whether I listened to it slightly wonkily, but he was saying the door was open for anyone, really. So does that mean the players have already been released as well? So again, is he looking at what we had in the tank and he actually quite liked it and he wants to bring a few of those back? I don't know. But my bit now is to see what Kenny does over the next few weeks. And more importantly, how he sets us up next season. He wants to play, is it expansive attacking football? So we're going to play 4-3-3 and we're going to sit here with him by the end of August game. What the hell's going on? No, it's a great appointment. Really good news.
Jordan, coming over to you, mate. How are you feeling about Kenny Jackett as your leader?
Yeah, I'm pleased. You've only got to look at his like what he's won and where he's taken clubs. I think it's 3 promotions, the club said. It's great, exactly what we want. And if we want to be pushing for League One and in the next 2 years, what the goal is, then I think he's the right man to do that.
Bill, you've been quite despondent this year. How are you settling in with the knowledge that we've got someone who's won trophies and is well revered in the game?
I'm highly delighted. I really am delighted. Probably the most excited I've been in a long, long while regarding Orient. I really see there's a good future now. They've got the ball, who have always played a good role. Now we've got to manage it and go out and do it. He's obviously got now a budget agreed and he can go and get who he wants. Exciting times.
Chaz, I haven't seen you this excited on Twitter since you were voting for Craig Clay all throughout March.
No, I'm genuinely just delighted that the club have pulled through and got the number one target, not only for them, but I think for pretty much the whole fan base. I think there was some people would have liked Wellens as well, but I think if you'd have asked all Orient fans, I'm pretty sure 95% would have said Jackett was their first choice. So I think just glad it's over the line now, glad it's done and it's not dragged on any longer, so he can just start getting set up for next season, start getting the players he wants and things like that.
So Daz, I know you were feeling a little bit worried midweek when the rumours that there had been a U-turn in the appointment, your wallet started to empty a little bit. What were your thoughts and fears?
Well, there was so much coming out on Twitter and everywhere, weren't there? It was like, Jackett's done it. He's, you know, everyone has, he's signed. Then some people may have laid a few quid else, you know, on the bookies and then may have laid a few more and then a few more and then gone to look at their bank account and realise how ridiculous much money has actually been paid and laid out for so little return if Jackett was actually going to get the job. And then East London Advertiser, 7:30 the following morning, to dispel the rumours that Jackett, Orient are going to appoint Tisdale. That was a twitchy moment because there was a few, if you know, that was divorce moment for some people, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it's look, we've got our man and we've got the guy who I believe, as Bill said, he wouldn't have come just for his salary. He would have come for a salary and knowing that he has a budget to actually go out and get the players that he wants. And, you know, it is exciting times. He's got experience. He knows the lower leagues. But he's also someone I don't think that's going to, you know, just do something and walk away. I've got a feeling this could be a long-term appointment, either him at the manager at the helm or bringing someone through as well over the course of the next however many years, that we'll actually get the best out of Kenny Jackett going forward. And I know the Portsmouth fans, if they ever listen to this, and we've got a few fans that live in Portsmouth, you know, they were going on when the interview was happening saying, oh, well, don't worry about it. It's not going to be expansive, exciting football. It's going to be hoofball and no plan B. Well, even if it's that, it's got to be better than what we watched this year, isn't it?
It's got to be. Let's bring you in, Ronnie. You know, now you support a proper football club after that years of following a team that we won't talk about in North London. You came into the week hoping for a jacket potato, and then you were wondering you're going to get a flat cap. And were you ever in doubt that we were going to get one of the two and we were going to end up with a walk in the woods?
Oh, yeah. Well, when the first rumour started about Kenny Jackett, I thought it's setting a precedent for what's going to come, and the plan of getting to League One, you're going to want to appoint a manager who's been there, done that, but also has got the contacts in the game. And you just have a look at some of the players he's brought in at Portsmouth and other places, that he is a man that can draw players in. And looking at the people who haven't signed a contract, or other clubs as well in the same position, he could be the man to get that over the line and bring in quality as well.
I think his appointment is really kind of like, sorry, Julian, sorry. I think his appointment's really kind of like enthused everyone. And we have people like Coxie really, really enthused on Twitter. Jules.
Now, just two things. Sorry to pick up on two things. Darren said, and one Ronnie said. First of all, Darren, just make it clear, not people. Darren put lots of money online. Just make it clear that, Darren, don't try to say it was other people. It was you. Stupidity. Ronnie's point is a good point. I just want to raise a little question thing just to everyone to get under the skin. Jackett signed Louis Dennis for Portsmouth. Just to raise that as a...
And he ain't signing him back for us, because if he does, that just puts a downer on the whole thing. The guy's a wage thief.
All right, Daz, calm down. You can enjoy your 55p you won. Moving on, I mean, I don't think until today that I actually felt like it was going to happen. And was it last night when we found out that Portsmouth had said goodbye to the backroom staff that had worked with Kenny Jackett? And I think on that note, we really have to say thank you to Keaton Patel and Michael Cooper for their work with the O's at this point. Obviously, going on to bigger clubs, which, again, is a massive statement of where our club is and where our club is going, that our team members seem to keep going up to higher league clubs. You know, Elliot Byrne going to Bournemouth, Johnny Davis going to Spurs, Keaton Patel's now going to Sunderland, and Michael Cooper to Tottenham. I think that's a great representation of club. And thank you very much, guys, for coming in. So what do you see, Bill, our backroom staff looking like? Because there's been a few tweets about return to sender online at the moment.
It's a tricky one. I would imagine Kenny will have a couple of his staff. I don't know, do we keep a couple of ours? You don't want too many on the coaching staff, from my point of view. And is it mix and match, or I really don't know. I'd like to see Matt Harrold stay, because I like Matt Harrold, and I think he's a good reader of the game. I'd like to think he would stay. Do they get Joby back in as a coach or something like that? Would that happen? Don't know. He knows the players. He knows the club. Don't know. There's so much up in the air on that. It's exciting times. Really is.
Jordan, obviously you're sitting there with your school tie on. I personally reckon you're doing the whole football manager thing. I don't think you're actually doing any schoolwork. I think you're playing football manager in your suit. Let's talk about statistics. So Kenny Jackett's managed 7 clubs now, including Europe. 884 games, 395 wins, 222 draws and 267 defeats. This is via Wikipedia, so please don't jump on me if it's wrong. 44.7% win average. Now, he had a 0% average at Rotherham, because I think they were already in a bit of a state then. But every club apart from Watford, his first appointment, he's had well over 40% win rate, which is far in excess, apart from maybe Justin in recent times. Jordan, what does that say about where the club are aiming for?
I just think as well, there'll be clubs, other clubs that would have, bigger clubs than us, that would have been looking at Jacket, and the fact we've managed to entice him into us and he sees the club as an ambitious club, it's a real statement of intent from us. And I think the Portsmouth supporters can say what they like, but he had just over 50% win rate there. He had 50.7% win rate. And it just shows that a more experienced manager like Kenny Jacket knows how to grind out results, regardless of how fancy the football is. He knows how to win. And at the end of the day, that's all you want. That's all you can ask for as a supporter, that you see your team getting good home records every year, good away records, and maybe a few titles and promotions along the way.
Julian, we've had shortlists for managers before, and I don't remember any names really coming up solidly like this shortlist that we've just had. Did you really at any point think that we were going to land Calderwood?
I think it's always a concern, isn't it? Because he has come up in mentions before. I think what was alluded to some of us when sadly Justin passed away, Colin said that he was offered the job then. He said no, because he just felt it was too soon a time to come and join the club, especially after his mate has passed away. And I get that. And do you know what? I think Colin's doing a great job at Blackburn. I think he's finding his niche. He's a good coach. Everyone knows that. And he's doing a good job there. I think for us, I think the whole Tisdale Jacket rumours going to and fro, and I think they were the final two. And I just think Kenny Jacket was better playing golf on Thursday than Tisdale was. So he got the job. I think it's going to be a tough one. Going back to Billy's point on those coaches. So I think the rumours are rife that Sender's going to be leaving the club at some point. I won't be surprised to see Joe Allen coming from Portsmouth as his number two. He's been his number two there. Pals with him, was worked with him at QPR. So there's a relationship there. But I think we've been told on good authority that Harold and Brewer will be staying in the backroom staff. So that's your goalkeeping coach and your striker coach. Gives them some form of continuity. And then builds the rest of his team, whatever that looks like, especially around that sort of physiotherapy and sort of that role as he sees fit going forward. So I think it's going to be quite stable. My bit is that it's been phenomenal in regards to the quality of so-called potential client candidates, because it has been quite rife. But one thing I wanted to say, I've never seen so many people who are in the know. It's unbelievable. Everyone's in the know with someone knows in, someone knows, but no one's actually coming out with true facts and or got an evidence or a picture. What we should do next time, guys, if there's ever a situation where there's a new manager or what have you in years to come, we have to go hunting, get some pictures, prove it. Yes, Daz.
Can I just start a rumour then? Because if everyone's in the know and everything else, I'm going to do a Twitter special. You know, did Kenny Jacket ever have relationships with Dean Cox? Could we see Dean Cox come back in any kind of relationship? As you know, he's getting his coaching badges. Jacket brings him on. The dream team. I mean, what? Come on, let's start a rumour on that one, shall we?
Dino as physiotherapist.
Yeah, I don't mind. He wouldn't reach the table.
I think Coxie's been very, very vigilant of what's been going on in the last 10 days. And I think that itself not only says how much he cares about Leighton Orient Football Club generally and the fans, but it is interesting how vigilant he's been. And you know what? Whatever, you know, I'm not saying he comes back as a left-wing maestro that we used to know and love, but, you know, all the names will start coming out now, won't they? You'll have Moses, who's out of contract. You've got Chaz Daniels, who's out of contract. You know, we're going to bring back the 2011 Arsenal team, are we? Steve Dawson will come back.
Out of contract as well, out of Swindon. So you could have a full
team. Curtis Davis.
Jakubovic.
And Curtis Davis is a person I'd absolutely love down the Orient. I mean, that's captain material there. Or imagine a centre-back pairing of Thompson and Davis in League Two. That would be absolutely insane. But we did... The name popped up then, Eldin Jakubovic. And now we've got to talk about the players that are still looking to sign contracts. I'm not as worried anymore. How do you feel about that, Ronnie?
No, yeah, definitely. I think the manager, it's like what Martin Ling said, is you need a captain to steer the ship in the right direction. And with a manager of such experience and contacts, like I alluded to before, that he will get the players that he knows. But he did allude to he was watching a few Orient games and other games whilst out of management. So he's been looking at players. And if he already has the portfolio of the squad, he'll know what to look for. And it doesn't have to be just League Two players he looks at. He was looking at National League players who could make the step up, but also League One players that are looking for a gig or even a chance to show themselves. So, like you said, I'm not as worried now that you've got the right man there. And I feel like it'd be a very exciting few weeks or months ahead.
Chaz, I'm not going to go to Daz with this one. So this is Chaz, not Daz. 33-1 to win League Two. Now, we might be getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. I know that Darren's probably already put his money on it, but that seems a bit steep, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I've already stuck a couple of quid on it anyway. I'm jumping on that bandwagon, but I think, yeah, it does seem a bit steep. I can imagine it'll all change once the playoffs finish, but I think, I don't know, I think the appointment has given a lot of fans more confidence than any other appointment would have done. So I sort of think the odds aren't as reflective as perhaps we all feel at the minute because we're so confident and so excited. And I don't know. I think if everything goes right, I do think we've got a genuine shot next season. It would just be really exciting to see how it all pans out.
Julian, I mean, we're going to start wrapping it up shortly, but it seems like the fog has lifted. I know for one this week, I was more enthused about what was going on regarding this appointment than I was most of the football last year. And I think this can't come at a better time for this football club, can it? And its owners and its board members.
No, especially when season cards are out. So I think the initial couple of thousand people were saying if it's Colin Calderwell has been appointed. I think we're going to see the influx of some Spurs fans. We keep seeing it, whether that materialised or not. But I think everyone would get back on it. You know, I think this is something we all needed. It's been a bit of a dour season. I always sort of look back and go, what would Kenny Jackett or a manager that ilk done with that squad? Don't know, because most of them are gone. But I just think now for us, we just need to park where we've been. Thank those who got us to where we are here today, and we have done that, and now move on and look forward. I'm really looking forward to Jackett sort of putting his stamp on the team, but more importantly, bringing in some fresh faces who not just want to play football, want to play for Leyton Orient. And if you've got a manager of that ilk saying, I want to manage Leyton Orient, he's definitely going to have players who actually want to play for Leyton Orient.
Darren, thinking about next year, I was thinking about some of the clubs that are still involved in League Two from this season and obviously some that are coming down. The amount of players that are available, I mean, you look at the managers that are in our division, Kenny Jackett must be, if not one of the top managers profile-wise, if not the top manager profile-wise.
Oh, yeah, as you know, you've only got to go back a few years. You know, you look at where Portsmouth were and where they are, you know, he's worked with those kind of players. He's worked with Wolves. He's worked with, you know, other, you know, even the Swansea's. You know, someone said to him, you know, you haven't managed in the interview, you haven't managed at Division 4 level back then. But he was with Swansea and took them through the league. So he's got the pedigree. And, you know, even with the Millwall guys, you know, we're laughing and joking about Exoria. We'll get, what's his name, Dunn back, won't we? Alan Dunn, because he worked with him. Yeah, he's got to be in the top three in the whole of the division in terms of that. We've got top seven, top eight playing budget. But let's not get above themselves. Again, we're involved in it. It's the same as everything. You know, the optimism is there. We're all feeling, I'm not trying to put a downer on it, but the bookies have put us at 33-1 for a reason. Now, we're thinking, oh, no, we can't be 33s. We should be at 20s or we should be at 15s and stuff like that. But maybe they're looking at it with, you know, with the eyes of the team that are coming down, the eyes of, you know, someone not as embedded into it as we are. But first season, you know, what would you, if we went around the table now, first season, I think anything outside the playoffs, depending on the recruitment, would be quite disappointing. To go up would be ecstatic. But I think we've got to give him the same kind of respect we gave Justin and say, you know what, if year six is 2 years, you know, it's this year plus next year, when they wanted to get into the Division One. So I'm not, you know, hanging my hat on the fact that, you know, he's got to do it as a first attempt. I think it's been discussed that he's on a one-year rolling contract. So as long as we finish in the top seven, if we get promotion, absolutely fantastic. But I think we might see him for a couple of years, as I said, right at the top of the show, and then looking to bring people on. I would be disappointed if we weren't in that top seven based on the fact that his connections within the game and who we might be able to bring in with so many players that are out of contract elsewhere. I think we'll be able to attract the bigger names than what we would have done under a Calderwood or under a, you know, the current regime under a Joby, but no disrespect to Joby, simply because he gets players working, he gets players motivated. And I'm thinking of the likes of Vigourou and DJ and others that haven't signed yet, that, you know, I think we talked about it in one of the final shows. If you've got Vigourou, you've got Thompson, you've got Hector, you've got our loving boy, Dan Kemp.
Oh, then, I love Dan Kemp.
I know you do. But then if you can get Vigourou and DJ at the top end, you've got a massive, a brilliant spine of the team. You can't tell me the likes of Vigourou and Kemp and Wilkinson wouldn't want to play, sorry, DJ and Wilkinson wouldn't want to play under a manager like Kenny Jackett.
Well, you've got players like Ollie Hawkins, who played for him, who's currently at Ipswich, and now he's a big target man. But the way that Jackett played probably wouldn't suit DJ. So, I mean, it depends how he comes in and how he sets it up and how they plan, obviously.
Expansive, exciting football, we were told.
Well, I didn't hear the word exciting, but maybe I switched off before then. I've been trying to work hard all day. You know, that's an interesting thing we've got to think about going forward. How are we gonna set up? What are they gonna be doing? How long has the talks with Kenny Jackett been going on? I mean, he was out of work quite early in spring, wasn't he? So, I mean, have they been going after him for a while, or did they stick with Joby in that, you know, the first 10 games of his stint? Who knows? Right, well, summer's coming, so let's go around the room quickly. Julian, let's go with you first. What are you hoping to see in the summer from the Orient?
I think just the continuation of this ambition. It is ambitious, you know, and I think it's, people are saying on Twitter and social media, it's the first time in 40-odd years that we've had a manager that wows. Don't get me wrong, Justin, fantastic. Russ was fantastic. This guy has got the pedigree. Just hope he proves it, really. He was at Portsmouth for 4 years, I think it was. He did a very good job in the initial stages there. And I think I think 4 years ago, if we all remember, before Justin came in, there was like Kenny Jackett then, wasn't there? There was a for Kenny Jackett, another great, and he toddles off to Portsmouth. So listen, let's see what he does. But we need to get the recruitment right. I think that's the biggest thing. It needs to get the recruitment right quickly and get those players in, get them gelling together before we kick off. As we all know, most teams do very well when they've had a bit of an understanding of each other. And we need to get that early on, get a good pre-season, get some sun on our back, win the Euros and see Orient sort of step off right in early August.
Chaz, coming over to you, mate. What does an Oriental summer look like for you?
Just hoping that the recruitment can, like Julian said, carry on the ambition. Like, Jackett's come in and all the fans have gone like, wow, this is a great appointment for this level. And hopefully we will see the same thing from the players he brings in and even potentially the staff. Just more of the same, more to look forward to, and just really get us all excited for that first game back at Brisbane Road or away, wherever it will be. Just that carrying on that sense of excitement, I think, is key for me.
I tell you what, I'm jumping on that one. I'm going to Bill with this. And Chaz has got it right, hasn't he? I mean, that atmosphere, that first day at Brisbane Road next season, that first game, I was a bit worried what it would look like or feel like if they got the appointment wrong. But Bill, come on. What we can't wait now.
I'm really, really excited to take my seat up. Really am excited. I think it's going to be a great season. I just think that the thing's lifted everybody. Because it was... Last 18 months has been pretty drab. You've had COVID. Everyone's pretty depressed. You can't go abroad. We just needed something to get us up. And I think this has done it for Orient fans. I think people in our division are going to watch out for us now. I think we're going to go places. I'm very, very, very excited.
Ronnie, Brisbane Road, what's it looking like in the summer for you?
Like everyone said, it's get players in that buy into the philosophy that Kenny Jackett believes and what the club ethos is. Don't just settle for anything. Like, if someone doesn't fit, don't entertain it. But good things are coming, and hopefully everyone has a lovely, safe summer and everyone is well and see everyone at Orient, whether it's home or away, Scotland, England, whatever, even the first game pre-season is going to be. There's going to be a good vibe and it's going to be an exciting time. Look forward to seeing everyone there.
Jordan, you're going to get your exams out of the way and I bet you can't wait for that first game.
I can't. I sent a tweet out earlier and I'm just excited for it. August 7th, first day of the season. Few thousand over at Brisbane Road. It's going to be great. There's going to be ambition about the place, excitement. It's going to be noisy and cannot wait.
And finally, you, Mr. Reisman, the Lord. I think I was worried about you, and I'm not joking. I was worried about your love for the club, or at least the way that the club was going. And I like to see the twinkle in your eye. Final word on the summer for you.
I was going to echo everything everyone says. I'm going to spend my winnings nicely. But on a serious note, if the rumours are true that we're going on a pre-season tour of Scotland, gentlemen, I'll see you in the pubs up there because we're going to have one hell of a party.
And on that note, we have to end it there. We didn't really expect to have another podcast so soon after the season, especially after the awards last Thursday. But do you know what? It has been a special edition of the podcast tonight. And I tell you what, it makes a massive change to have smiles on every single face around the room on this Zoom call. So that's it. Many thanks to our friends at Time 107.5 FM, GI Print and Wine and Something. Thank you to all the panellists today. So many to mention. Moving on to next year, we'll give away a season ticket for the East Stand and a brand new home shirt. Keep an eye on the Lowdown podcast account for more news on that. And you know what? We're all part of Kenny Jackett's army, boys. Yes, we are.
Hello, me!
Adios!